The federal government continues to shrink, but in this company town, we've been slow to diversify.
What will drive our economy are the competencies derived from the federal government. Areas like cybersecurity, biotech, and increasingly media and communications.
Those are some of the jobs of the future, says Chuck Bean, executive director of the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments.
The key issue for our region is being able to pivot off of the federal presence to diversify our economy.
As the political climate continues to signal the likelihood of deeper cuts to federal spending, the district itself is considering a career move. D.C. Deputy Mayor for Economic Development Brian Kenner.
We need to be supportive and we want to be supportive of the federal government, but that is not our future job growth.
Kenner is overseeing the city's economic strategy, which aims to grow non-government jobs by $20 billion by 2021.
The jobs that will be here in 10, 15, and 20 years are largely going to be led by the private sector.
The report focuses on D.C.'s core industries, hospitality, professional services, and technology. Its second cluster are high-impact, high-growth jobs, areas where D.C. could lean in.
But the rest of the country sees the greater Washington region through the eyes of the federal gridlock that exists.
Starting with this video, Carrie Hatch is spearheading a campaign to rebrand D.C.
I mean, we're a foodie town. We're an entrepreneurial town. People don't recognize that we have the single largest number in aggregate of Inc. 500 companies in the country.
Her company, MDB Communications, wants to hand industry leaders this new identity as a tool they can use to attract and retain talent.
The change of administration has become an exclamation point on why we need to rally together now to change that perception so we're not so dependent on the federal government.
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.